Good afternoon, Carl. How are you going?
Oh, excellent, excellent. The A-League, there's some news on Diego Castro.
Yeah, the skipper, he's been ruled out of Friday night's clash against Sydney FC. Coach Tony Popovic today fronting the media and saying he's got some hammy tightness, Diego Castro. So that ruled him out of last weekend's win over the Newcastle Jets. Mm. And as I said, it ruled him out again this week against Sydney. I suppose what the most concerning thing is with this, though, Carl, is it's actually his other hamstring. So
yeah.
He had some hamstring problems earlier in the season, but this is actually the other one. So
right. Okay.
A really sort of bad time for Diego Castro. He obviously wants to get them right, and the club will be hoping that he can get back to full fitness because he'll be an integral part if Perth Glory are going to win the title, I think, this season.
Absolutely not good. There have been some sanctions in the NRL today.
There certainly have, Carl. NRL boss Todd Greenberg isn't happy, and I don't blame him. Cronulla coach, Shane Flanagan, he's been deregistered, and another official too, who I'll talk about a little bit later, is facing a sanction. That's, in fact, that's West Tiger CEO Justin Pascoe. Now, these are separate breaches. The first one is against Shane Flanagan. It was today revealed that while he was stood down pending a supplement scandal investigation back in 2014, that he was trying to recruit and re-sign players, even though the NRL had told the club and told Shane Flanagan that they were not to be in contact. So a little bit silly by both the club and Shane. And not only has Shane Flanagan been deregistered, the Sharks have been hit with an $800,000 fine for their poor governance. Half of this dates back to that supplement scandal investigation in 2014. And today they said, well, you've done the wrong thing. There's going to be another $400,000 fine. So $800,000 the Sharks will have to find.
Pretty big sanction, that is. And an Aussie punter?
Yeah, making himself over in America. Michael Dixon is his name. He's the first Australian rookie to be selected in the Pro Bowl game, which is going to be held in Orlando on January 27. Now, there's a whole bunch of these guys, Carl. I'm not sure if you've heard of an organisation called ProKick. And there's so many guys who are switching from the AFL over to have a go at the American football-style game and punt the ball.
Yep.
And Michael Dixon is one of these trailblazers. Now, what speaks volumes about how well he's played this year at Seattle is that the Pro Bowl's picked by one-third fans, one-third players, and one-third coaches. So the fans voted him in last week, but today they released more of the results. And the other two-thirds have comfortably got Michael Dixon in that game, the AFC versus the NFC. And he copped that fan vote last week, actually, Michael Dixon. So a great honour for him. And no doubt the team at ProKick, who are pumping out a whole bunch of Aussies in the American game, they'll be thrilled with that as well.
There'll be a lot of excited cricket fans because the Big Bash starts tonight.
Yeah, they certainly will be. I was watching a little bit of it before, Carl, and there's not much better side as a cricket fan watching Chris Lynn hit the ball about 50 rows back at the Gabba. So a short time ago, he was in batting. I think he'd hit a couple of boundaries. Tonight, it's Brisbane versus the Adelaide Strikers. A great start, and I can't wait to see the Scorchers in action. And I'm sure all the cricket fans listening on 6PR can't wait either.
Good on you, mate. Jimmy, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Carl.